James Broadnax. Yes, I believe that the strongest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. Jesus told us in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1 that men are to always to pray and not to faint. Well, there is an indication here that if the child of God is not praying, they are going to faint. What does it mean for a child of God to faint? Well, in the spiritual realm, it means this. You lose consciousness of what God has spoken concerning your life. So I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that I'm here to help you to achieve your dreams, your goals, and your visions in record-breaking time. I want you to get ready to meet us here in our Miracle Prayer Blessing Chamber. Yes, church by phone every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are here praying for God's people. People are calling in from all over the world to experience the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Well, once again, my special guest this week is Prophetess Gloria Joy Van Johnson from Canada. Yes, the Canadian prophet. And here she is to give you a personal invite.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and this is the night. It's Thursday night, miracle breakthrough night. It's the quick turnaround. God said, your provision is coming. There shall be a quick change. Some in 24 hours, there will be an answer. And you will say, my God, look what the Lord has done. For the Lord would speak unto thee and say, get ready for your miracle. Get ready for your breakthrough. Get ready, saith the Lord, for a supernatural miracle turnaround. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost today. And I'm telling you, if I feel this anointing so strong on the radio tonight, when you join Apostle Broadnax and myself, the Canadian prophetess, in the prayer chamber, people are calling in from Washington State all the way over to Maine. They're calling from Maine all the way down to Florida, all the way over to Texas, California, to Minnesota, the Carolinas, Virginia, Washington, D.C. What are you saying, prophetess? I'm saying prayer changes things. And every church by phone service, miracles are happening. Sister Mary from Brooklyn was blind. And it was getting worse. And the doctor said she would lose her vision. She called into church by phone and it started to get better. But the next week she called back and said, prophetess, apostle, I was sitting in my job looking out the window towards the World Trade Center. And she said, all of a sudden I realized I was seeing. And she said, I rubbed my eyes. It's 20/20 vision. Somebody listening says, I can't believe it. Then stay blind. But I'm telling you, the sick are being healed. The dead in faith are being raised up in new faith, new strength, new oil. And tonight, saith the Lord, thou shalt see a right now miracle turnaround. Some within 24 hours, shall say, my God, look what the Lord has done. I'm talking about the Lord getting in computers and wiping out debt. I'm talking about God himself opening doors that nobody else can open. I'm talking about favor. I'm talking about people getting the blessing ready for themselves, and you eat of it. What do you have faith for? Do you have faith for more famine? Faith for more problems? Or do you have faith in the Lord our God for a supernatural miracle breakthrough? Sit not back, saith the Lord, and say no, but say yes, Lord. Some of you, you've been through such a test of your faith. Mother, I see you. You love God. You love him with all of your heart. You've been in church and saved all of your life. But there's a famine. There's a block. Your family is under siege and being held hostage. I see that one that is being held up by drugs and alcohol, and it's so bad you don't even know what to pray. But the Lord said, there shall be a word of prophecy on tonight in the prayer chamber that is literally going to turn loose a right now supernatural breakthrough, saith the Lord. So change your plans, rearrange those schedules, and know that I am moving, saith the Lord. I'm telling you, they're calling in from California all the way over to North Carolina, Missouri, Kansas. There's miracles happening, and all you have to do is tonight, Thursday night, circle it on your calendar, for there shall be a quick change, saith the Lord. Where there was nothing, it shall flow. If I have to bring forth water from a rock, saith the Lord, if I have to put an oil in the living room, I shall do what needs to be done, saith the Lord, for I have not forgotten you, and it is time for supernatural miracles and breakthrough. It's time for turnaround, and all you have to do is believe. Only believe. Stop listening to the report of man. Stop listening to what people say can't be done, because my God can do anything. He heals the sick and raises the dead. He shall do just what he said. I'm telling you, you are coming out. Now all you have to do is get to the prayer chamber. It's getting to the right well, like that woman in 1 Kings. She needed a breakthrough. She was down to her last bite of food, and all the stores were shut down because there had been no rain. And it seemed impossible. But God sent a prophet, and the prophet spoke, and that miracle happened, and the oil multiplied, and the meal multiplied, and she and her son ate many days, and the prophet. Then in 2 Kings chapter 7, the Syrian army encamped around Samaria. It looked impossible, but God sent a prophet, and the prophet spoke. Now God has seen your tears. He's seen everything that you're going through, everything that the devil has made to kill and destroy, and turn your marriage into a disaster and tear apart your business and your relationships, and all kind of hell is going on for somebody right now. But I heard the Lord say in my spirit, enough is enough. I am going to move. I am going to command the supernatural miracle breakthrough turnaround. And thou shalt know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I, the Lord thy God, has turned things around. Somebody listening to me is going to have a 24-hour turnaround. Somebody, it's your loved one in the hospital right now, and you don't even know how to pray because the doctor's report is not good. The doctor's report says there's no way they're going to live. But I see the Lord stepping in to that intensive care unit and breathing life into that body. I think of the sister that called in months ago. Her husband was in ICU with COVID, and I didn't know what God said. That loved one that you're believing for, I'm sending the word. God brought him out of the hospital completely. God moved. They said he wouldn't walk. He's walking. Do you need a miracle? Do you know anybody that needs a miracle breakthrough? Does it seem impossible? Let me tell you, nothing is impossible for the Lord. All that he has to do is speak to the prophet, and he speaks through the mouth of the prophet. Oh, I'm excited about tonight, Thursday night. Do not miss it. 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. Put the reminder in your phone. Set an alarm and call into the prayer chamber and let the apostle and the prophet stand with you in prayer and drive the enemy out. Area code 318-754-0001. And then once you're in the prayer chamber, you press star 5. That puts your hand up. Apostle is right there in Alexandria at the headquarters. I am in my home in Canada, but there is no distance in prayer and the power of God. Join us tonight, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 318-754-0001.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
I just rose to tell you what the Lord has done for me. It's so hard to express it, 'cause it would take eternity to tell about his mercy, to tell about his saving grace, to tell about his love for me that no one could ever replace. I've gotta say, the Lord has been good to me. I wish I had the time to tell.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
I need thee. Hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story from the Voice of the Martyrs.
VOM workers in Uganda helped Okware Martin open his new Bible to Psalm 1. After reading just a few words, the 17-year-old sprang up and said, "I cannot read with dirty hands." After washing up, he sat down with his new book while the workers moved to other homes in the village. Returning 6 hours later, Martin had not moved. He said, "I can't stop reading. Every word I read invites me to read more. I pray I come to know more about this God." At the Voice of the Martyrs, we echo that prayer for all those to whom we give Bibles. For more from Uganda, go online to persecution.com.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.